At the front line of this crisis are health workers, and thousands of retired nurses have been responding to the government's call out to come back to work. By boosting nurse numbers and providing extra training, the hope is the health system will be prepared for the peak of the crisis. But nurses warn that containment remains the biggest weapon against COVID-19, as Bridget Fitzgerald reports.
When Lucille McKenna retired 18 months ago, after 50 years of nursing, she didn't expect to be back at work. She certainly didn't expect to be managing an aged care home through a pandemic.
I've just started this week and now I have to manage the facility in the current climate.
Despite the timing, her return to work had nothing to do with coronavirus. She was asked to take up her former role as managing director of St Mary's Villa in Sydney's Inner West after the position was vacated. While the facility has no cases in staff or residents, the threat is there. She's under no illusion that what was meant to be a few weeks' work is now looking like months.
It's not a hard decision for me because I'm very committed to the organisation and supporting the staff that are currently there.
Lucille McKenna is just one of thousands of retired nurses who volunteered to come back to work. 3,000 have already contacted the Australian College of Nursing about refresher training.
I think it's just part of nursing. They just see that there's a crisis unfolding and they want to find a way to help.
Annie Butler is the Federal Secretary of the Australian Nursing and Midwifery Federation. Nurse numbers are being bolstered on several fronts. The integration of private hospitals into the public system will allow nurses currently not working due to the suspension of elective surgery to be redeployed. The federal government is also funding 20,000 extra online courses for registered nurses for training to assist in intensive care and high dependency units.
So that we can make sure that we can maintain safe ratios, safe care, while we're having to expand ICUs to deal with cases that we get from coronavirus.
Despite the extra measures, Annie Butler says that resources are finite. The single most important weapon in the fight against coronavirus is containment.
When we normally go controlling infectious disease outbreaks, we have three prongs. We have containment strategies, we have prophylaxis, that's like a vaccine, and we have treatment. With COVID-19, we only have containment at this point because it's new, we haven't seen it before, we don't yet have a vaccine, and we don't yet have a specific treatment for it. So right now, our entire community focus has to be on doing every little thing each of us can do to go towards containing this virus right now.
A sentiment echoed by Lucille McKenna.
Do exactly as the government has told you. Stay home. If you don't have to go out, stay home.
Retired nurse Lucille McKenna, who's back at work this week, our reporter Bridget Fitzgerald.